This is EJ Castor with a Florida Tech International Student Spotlight in honor of Oman's National Day today. I have two students from Oman. They are cousins attending Florida Tech during their first semester. Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And why Florida Tech?
Because we heard a lot of students, they said Florida Tech is one of the most popular universities in the United States, and we like it.
Ahmed, do you like the international feeling that Florida Tech has?
Yeah, I get used to it. Students here, they behave with us like good residents here.
Was it difficult to adjust coming to Florida from your country?
Actually, we had a lot of difficulties since we came here. The people and the culture here is very different than we have it in Oman. So now we get used to it.
So this is November. You arrived in August.
Yeah.
So it didn't take you too long to adjust.
No, actually, we spend a lot of time here. It is a really good time. We meet a lot of difficulties, but we try to fix it and we try to enjoy with the people.
And Ahmed, but the people have been kind to you because the culture is different. It hasn't been because the people are not kind, has it?
No, they are very kind with us.
Okay,
they
good.
Helped us a lot. When we need something, they said, sure, we can help you, whatever you want.
Because we have quite a few people from the Middle East, we have a big Islamic contingent, right?
Yeah, so you, that's correct.
So you feel at home that way.
Yeah, we meet a lot of Muslims and we spend a lot of time. And also there is a mosque here to pray. So everything is available here.
The Islamic religion is a very peaceful religion. I know that it doesn't seem that way based on what we see in the news, but
yeah,
Muslims are very peaceful, kind-hearted individuals.
Yes, that's correct. We cannot take that here in Florida. The Muslim people, they are so friendly with the people, and we cannot take that here in FIT because we have a lot of Muslim people.
I think we are being afforded a wonderful opportunity to learn from each other. And so now, as Florida Tech students, how are you enjoying your courses?
Actually, in the beginning of the semester, we had some difficulties because we learned physics, chemistry, and math in Arabic. So we have to translate it to English. So that's the first difficulty we had in this semester.
So going from a Cyrillic language, reading right to left, and having to read in English left to right, that's got to be quite a puzzle to decipher inside your head.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But you're mastering it, and it amazes me how many students come to Florida Tech and write and read in their own language and yet come here and master the courses, master the language, and just do really, really well.
Thank you.
That's a huge praise for your abilities.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So now tell me, when you came to the United States, if there was the one thing that might have helped make your transition easier, what do you think that would have been?
Actually, in ALS, there is one problem that we had. You can learn how to write, how to read, but they have a problem how to make you speak English very well as a native speaker. So I hopefully want them to make for the new student a good experience with speaking with native speaker.
Well, I can see that the two of you are going to be very successful because you're very hardworking.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I know you've showed up for every one of my classes. So I wish you all the luck during your time here at Florida Tech.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. We actually enjoy to be here with you. And
we spent a good time here.
Yeah, and we actually spent a good time with your class.
Hamid, Ahmed, thank you very much for coming in to participate in a Florida Tech International Student Spotlight.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.